This demonstration tape was recorded at the University of Florida Radio Astronomy Observatory. It contains examples of both Jovian L and S burst activity. L bursts are characterized by changes in amplitude which occur within a period of time ranging from a few tenths of a second to a few seconds. S bursts are short energy bursts, which occur at rates of between 20 and 300 bursts per second. Each individual S burst typically has a duration of a few thousandths of a second. Jovian radio signals are always heard against the background of galactic radio noise. The galactic background is generated by relativistic electrons spiraling in the galactic magnetic field. We begin with a brief sample of galactic background radio noise. This noise will also be present during the Jovian radio noise activity. Now an example of Jovian L burst activity. Following is Jovian S burst activity. In order to analyze S-burst activity, it is often tape-recorded at high speed and then played back at a low speed. The next segment of this tape contains S-burst activity, which has been slowed down by a factor of 128. Both the spectral and temporal characteristics of the S-bursts have been preserved. All of the activity, which you hear in the next minute, actually occurred in a little less than half a second.
Yeah.
in order to analyze other aspects of the Jovian activity. Both the right and left-hand circularly polarized components are recorded on separate channels. The following example, in stereo, as right-hand polarized L bursts on the right audio channel and left-hand polarized S bursts on the left audio channel.